Oh, isn't this such a lovely ceremony, people?
What did you say, Nanny Prescott?
Sir, I know I'm like 15 miles away, so we'll be spread out for this wedding in Oven Island, you know. But I said, honey, isn't this a lovely wedding?
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Honey, shout a bit louder.
It's great, isn't it?
Yes, I know. It's amazing I could get out of the country if people scared I might die. I mean, goodness me, paranoia everywhere. I understand why, but police. Oh, I'm telling you, child.
Don't you think they look gorgeous together?
Peter, honey, say that again for me.
Don't you think they look gorgeous together?
Oh, of course they do, honey, child. Of course they... Oh, the pastor's staring at us, honey. Are you doing the vows yet? I said, are you doing the vow? Someone, oh my day, someone's giving me a megaphone. Oh, thank you. I said, have you done the vows yet? I'm like all the way over here in yonder. I might as well be in England, honey, child, watching this wedding because I'm so far away. I want to know, is the wedding done yet? No, that's good. Okay. Because you never know when the smooch and all that stuff's getting on. I don't know. Someone tell me when the wedding is so I can clap and hoop and holler, okay? Well, I'm hoop and hollering now, I understand that. But I don't know when this wedding's happening, honey. Okay, that pastor McShane's looking at me funny. I'm just saying. Oh, wait, sorry, people. I gotta take a phone. My phone's going, yes. Sorry, people. Please pause the wedding because I came all the way from England to watch this thing, honey. And I don't know why my leg's rattling with this phone call, but I will need a run trip probably because everybody know that I was at the wedding. Everybody did somebody know that I'm at the wedding. So let me just get this call, pause it, don't smooch away, okay? I'll take the call and then we'll be back in business, all right? Peter looks at the carrier and tell him to stop. I need to get this phone call. Hello, who is on my phone? Honey, whoever it is, I am in the middle of a wedding. I am trying to stop a wedding just so that I can talk to you, honey, Jan. And I need to be getting going on with this wedding. So who are... Colin! Oh, Colin, you can always interrupt anything anytime. Although, this isn't the greatest time, Colin. How are you, Colin? Good stuff. You heard about me at the wedding. Well, let me tell you something, honey, Chad. Peter, they're pausing. Cool, I can do a bit of a dream sequence, you know, just what happened, how we got here, that sort of thing, because Colin wants to know. Okay, Colin, let me tell you how we got on the plane. Goodness me, did we ever. So, I had to be wheeled out by the bomb in a Zorbin Bob to the airport. Devon, honey, I think that's enough. Can I get out of this thing now?
Yeah, of course you can, Annie Prescott, innit? Just you better be safe, you know, and make sure you don't get spreading the virus, things like that, you know, because we want to be safe in this, fam.
Honey, I have lived with you for who knows how long, and I still don't know what you want about times. I'm assuming you're saying something about to make sure I'm okay, yeah?
Hibbity hop, do we?
Honey, I know hibbity hop, but... You know, that's a person, you know, in town, you know. But I'm guessing you're saying that's okay. Okay. Anyway, Devon, make sure my house stays in one piece, okay?
Oh, of course, innit? Well, you know me, you can trust me.
Honey, I can't trust you, Vedevin, but I got everyone going to this wedding.
Hello?
Oh, my day, Bouncy Jess, what are you doing?
Well, I heard about you going off to Northern Ireland for this wedding of Jenna West and Robert Bancroft.
That is correct, honey child.
Well, I think you need to make sure you stay with social distancing laws, so I have got myself a ticket to make sure that is the case.
Bouncy Jess, honey, I'm going to be okay. I'm going with Peter.
He's not of your household.
Honey, I know we're going to socially distance together on the plane, all that sort of stuff. Don't worry, I'm going to be okay. And besides, don't adding a number don't help the thing.
Well, we just want to make sure that everyone is sticking to the rules. And Annie Prescott, we know about your temperament too. Sometimes skirt around the rules.
Honey, I haven't been skirting around any old rules, okay? I've been rolling down to the airport to make sure I was abiding some rules or whatever. Because people were so scared I might explode or something.
know, Nanny Prescott, you know that elderly people are vulnerable, and you are elderly.
Honey, I may be elderly, but I ain't dead.
Not yet, but the virus may get you.
Honey, something can get me anytime, okay? When you're older, things, you know, the likelihood of you dying kind of gracefully increases all the time.
Still, you should not be reckless.
Honey, I ain't reckless, okay? I know what I'm doing, okay? And I ain't some old itty-bitty out-of-my-mind lady. Itsy-witsy, teeny-weeny bikini, whatever. You know, I'm not Prescott, Chad, and I know what I am doing.
Well, nanny, Prescott, because I don't think you do. But thankfully, I'm here with my ruler. We've got the masks. I hope you got your mask, Nanny Prescott.
Yes, I do have my mask, and I have my gloves, and... Okay, I'm good to go.
Well, we'll just make sure of that.
So you see, kind of Bouncy Jets thought it was a blessing idea to come with us on the plane. Goodness me. And she felt the need that she needed to sit near me. I mean, thankfully it was two seats, you know, because don't want to catch COVID or no. But still, see what I had to sit with her, and she was droning on and on and on.
So, Nanny Prescott, I think you really need to make sure you take all your vitamins and those sort of things to make sure that you are healthy and make sure that you do not have any contact with any people unnecessarily at all.
Bouncy Jets, do you not have anything better to do? I mean, isn't there a crime out at Grassmere Valley? Something usually happening. Maybe find out what's going on there rather than you sitting with me, you know, making sure I ain't dead, which I'm grateful, but it seems like you're being a bit of a control freak, you know what I mean?
Well, Nanny Prescott, Bouncy Jets just wants to make everyone sure that they are following the rules specifically.
You know, honey, it's amazing you weren't the Vice Deputy Mayor or whatever you called up for when Mariah Hawkins is with her constantly celebrating. I mean, you might actually do some good in some organization down there.
Well, I know, I'm pretty good on that. I'm pretty sharp on all these things.
Peter Whoopin, honey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Honey Prescott, looks like we're taking off soon to Northern Ireland.
Yeah, to see Jenna West and Robert Bancroft finally get married.
Well, it looks like Robert Bancroft we can see already. He's on the plane.
Oh, he is? I would have thought he got there sooner.
Look, he's over there.
Oh, yeah, he's just reading. Look at him. Oh, look, bless him. He's reading like a crime novel. Okay, that's how you... Maybe that's how you don't do things, you know? If I could live your life, it's a crime novel. Oh, I wonder who wrote that. Was that Agatha Christie or something?
I don't know. Maybe don't speak too loud in the person, he might hear you.
But I want him to know where, you know. Hey, Robert! He ain't waving.
Robert! Oh, hello.
Oh, see, he's waving. Bless his heart, honey child. Oh, yeah. So anyway, Colin, yeah, so we saw Robert on the plane. I know. The plane wound up, goodness me. More precautions than you would think. I mean, goodness me. They went over the safety protocols. They gave us gel. All this sort of stuff. Then they were talking endlessly about COVID-19. And listen, I understand the risk and the implications, honey. But when you go on the TV finger, because we had a TV finger in our plane, Christ Nazi, you know. And the only thing you can watch is news reports about COVID-19, honey child. I think you're overdoing it. I mean, let some people have some release of the atmosphere police. Oh, now I'm sounding like I'm a charismatic crazy. But point being, the plane ride itself weren't too bad. Pastor McShay, please hold the wedding, okay? I'm talking to Colin, okay? You want to talk to Colin too, Pastor McShay? No, don't start the wedding. Stop. I'm talking. Colin, you better hurry up, honey child. Yeah, basically we had the flight. No one died, and then we got here. So that's pretty much it. Is that the main reason why you called, honey? Because I don't think people are going to be happy, but it ain't. Colin, if it's another time that we're trying to play that game, you know, with Bible B, honey, with Donna, tell me what's going on, honey. I don't want to know. I mean, that lady's so crazy, cuckoo bananas. She's now teaming up with Papa Prophet. Did you hear about her? Papa Prophet's making all these random predictions, random prophecies, which ain't gonna be fulfilled, because honey child, we all know he's loopy truny. And she's partnered up with him, and you know, the prophetess of Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, talk about unholy trinity if ever I heard one. But Carla, what do you want, Carla? I need to get off the phone. They don't want to wait for me forever, and I think they're going to go springing without me. But you want me to hold off the wedding? Why do you want me to hold off the wedding? You don't think Robert's Robert? You think... Oh no, honey child. You think that Robert might be Sean again? That would explain why he didn't answer the first time when we called him. And then if I was living your life, he's reading the crime book. Oh my dear. We need to stop this wedding. Colin, I'm going off the phone and you start. Stop the wedding! Pastor Matt saying stop the wedding!
Nanny Prescott, what do you think you are doing? Oh my days, Robert, he's coming after us. Oh, Jenna, maybe we should do this without her, because she's kind of ruining things again.
People, Jenna West, Pastor McShane.
Would you please?
Pastor McShane, please, stop scowling, okay? Listen to me, I don't know if that man is really that man.
What kind of a silly thing to suggest?
Pastor McShane, you don't really sound Irish, that sounds peculiar.
Well, I'm not really from Northern Ireland. You know, I moved here. You know, I'm actually from England. I mean, our family goes way back to Ireland, but I'm...
That's nice. Point being is now we established your accent issues. Now, I don't think he's Robert. I think he's Sean.
Nanny Prescott, I think you're suffering from delusions.
I told you, Jenna West, when you're ever going to have a wedding or whatever, and I said make sure you get something to make sure you know who it is. Now, you didn't make sure... Did you do that test?
I think I know who Robert Bancroft is.
Honey child, you don't have a good history of that, okay? Last time you said the wild man, the cult, because you thought it was your man, okay? I'm just saying, there's history. And now I remember the interaction we had with him on the plane, and now I'm like, I don't think he's Robert.
Well, tell me then, if he is not Robert, then where is Robert?
I don't know. Sean, tell me where Robert is.
Well, I'm not Sean. I'm Robert, and I'm right here.
Well, we need some sort of proof, don't we?
Nanny Prescott, what are you doing?
Peter, I don't think this is Robert.
Well, clearly it's Robert. He waved to us.
After a few times we were calling out his name.
Now listen, as Bouncy Jess, I think we all should follow the rules. Nanny Prescott, you're way too close to people.
Bouncy Jess, he might be marrying the wrong man. And it's the same man who tried to beat her up and all that stuff and all that nonsense just to try to incriminate his brother. This guy's sneaky, Bouncy Jess.
Well... You're standing way too close. If I get out my ruler...
Honey, if you get out that ruler, I will hit you with it, okay?
Now look who's the one who talk about abuse.
Listen, the point is, I don't think he's marrying a white man.
But Robert Bancroft is the greatest man.
Jenna, you know what I mean. I don't think he's him, and you are the one person to talk about. I know who he is, because you're not exactly good on that scale.
Well, Nanny Prescott, I really don't see the implications of what you're talking about. I think you're kind of taking this a bit too far.
Well, we need an objective opinion.
Well, I think a DNA test would do such wonders if you are that inclined, Annie Prescott.
Pastor McShane, honey, he's a twin.
Oh.
An identical one at that, honey. Yeah. That means we ain't gonna be getting that. It's gonna be impossible to prove that way anyway.
Well, how about a lie detector? Guys, this is my wedding day and you're talking about lie detectors. I totally agree. I think we should follow the rules.
But I suggest, is it legal for someone to marry someone who they're not supposed to be marrying and is not on the certificate? I don't think it's following the rules, is it not? It's breaking the vows or the notice or whatever that jive is or whatever.
That's a good point. Maybe that's a good idea. Robert or Sean or whoever, maybe just for everyone's sake and sanity, you should do a lie detector test. You're interrupting my wedding to do a lie detector test. This is ridiculous.
Honey child, that's where we gotta go. I think we gotta go. Is there a police station, Pastor McShane?
Why are you asking me?
Honey child, is anyone gonna wear a police station? I think you are. You live in this place.
Well, there is one. I've got a friend down in the police station. Detective Trombo.
Say that again, honey.
Detective Drumbo.
Drumbo? Ooh, sounds a bit exotic. Oh, we're not drugs. I don't need any more of that king or that... What's that lady called? That... Is it Lamb? That lady. That crazy lady with the tiger. They're all crazy. I haven't watched... I just know there's crazy people there. Anyway, let's all go to the police station.
This is great. On my wedding day, where are we going to go? Oh, let's all go to the police station to do this stupid test. Nanny Prescott, seriously. I wonder if Vitey was going to cause such pandemonium. Don't blame me, honey. It was Colin who had the news. I don't know how Colin knew, but, you know, Colin with his phone calls. Do we know Colin and his phone calls? Seriously, Nanny Prescott, this is absolute foolishness.
You're telling me you don't even know the man you're marrying.
I mean, we all know that this is my... Who is that? Well, that is a Tetadrumbo, you know, my friend. No, no, Pastor McSane, the guy in... And it's not a male reflection. That's Robert! Or Sean. He's in prison?
Oh no, this is going to get harder than I thought.
That's got to be Sean, guys. Wait, I don't understand.
This means we have both Sean and Robert in the same police station in Northern Ireland, and one of them is supposed to be married to Jenna, and the other one, well, is not.
So how are we going to find out?
Something tells me we're going to do this again, but we got to investigate both of them, and it's going to take the wisdom of Solomon to figure out who's who. And Jenna, I don't think you need to make the final call. We need an objective opinion. Detective Drumbo?
That is me, that is me.
No one seems to sound Irish around here. That is me. Ooh. Anyway, that's Drumbo.
That's me.
Yeah, we got the part. Do the investigation.
What investigation?
Oh, we need to explain. Basically, it's like this.
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grasmere Valley, an undercredited show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you for listening to this part one of a two-parter. Find out more of who is who in the next episode. So do tune in. Remember the books you can buy down below. Remember the other podcasts you can listen to also. And tell others about it. Make sure, make other people know so they can enjoy it as well. So until next time though, bye-bye for now.